The I'm Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Masturbators Presents 101s. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm here with a newbie. We got Brandon. How you doing, Brandon?
How are you, sir?
I'm tired. I'm not going to lie. It's early for me. All right, Brandon, tell us about your podcast, where to find it. Anything you're up to right now. Just shameless plugs.
Yeah, man. So I'm the host of the Wrestling the Rap Game podcast. We pretty much are self-explanatory. We talk about wrestling and rap music and the correlation between the two. I've been lucky to have, you know, some of my favorites and a lot of people's favorites on the podcast and chop it up. Rey Mysterio, The New Day. Nice. I'm trying to think who else. You know, I've talked to the Prophets, didn't drop that one, but I've talked to the Prophets before. Mega Ran, for the gamer people out there. And yeah, man, we're working. We got some new episodes coming out very soon. One with Mega Ran, got Tyler Breeze coming up. So yeah, man, we're just working out here.
I mean, as I see that, but we're doing real big, big things. And I met Brandon from this group chat with men. A lot of motherfuckers in Florida. Which yeah, they make it sound so good because y'all go to the NXT live and shit, and I'm here got wait 3 hours beforehand. I got to meet y'all sometimes because I'm out of time no being spoilers.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm happy to have you on, and obviously from his podcast we know what we're doing. We're doing the top 104 wrestlers of all time. Mm-hmm. I already explained to Brandon how this goes, but I'm gonna explain it again just in case anybody else doesn't know how this goes. The highest seed will all play low seed. There's a bye in the fourth round of the quarterfinals. There'll be a third place game. There's a play-in game. There's four play-ins. Two, he'll play two. They'll move on. And just like always, I did not make these rankings. These rankings come from Ranker.com. If you have a problem with these rankings, blame Ranker. All right. That being said, Brandon, are you ready?
Let's get it, bro.
Oh, also, another caveat, I forgot to tell you that if there's a matchup that you don't like or don't care about, or just don't care about, you are allowed to give it to me. However, though, you got to live with that consequence because, like I said, you never know who's going to play who.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Brandon, gotcha. Let's start it off. Let's do the play-in game first. You got to pick two out of the four.
Okay. All right.
Got Rikishi, Earthquake, Ken Shamrock, or Buff Bagwell?
Rikishi and Ken Shamrock.
All right. And out of those two, who's a better wrestler? They both move on. I just got to put them in the right place.
Damn. It is a play-in, and I'm already talking about this. The better wrestler is probably... Oh, you know what? Rikishi's a sleeper. I'm not gonna lie. Rikishi is for a big man. He's a sleeper as a wrestler. Mm-hmm.
So Rikishi.
Rikishi. All right,
so Ken go here. Kishi go here. All right, let's go into the actual bracket. Number one, Hulk Hogan, or number 100, Batista.
As much as I don't want to say it, I'm gonna say Hogan, man.
Yeah, everybody don't want to say it, but everybody still put this motherfucker through. All right, Hulk Hogan will play Ken Shamrock in the next round.
Okay. Right.
Number two, Bruno Sammartino. Or number 99, Bryan Danielson.
As a New Yorker, I got to go Bruno.
Mm-hmm. And Bruno will play Rikishi in the next round. Number three, Ric Flair. Versus number 98, CM Punk.
Flair.
As a diehard wrestling fan, I know you are. How do you feel about CM Punk coming back?
I like it. I mean, this is not the first time. Like, people, I know there's people like, oh my God, but he's like always giving people problems. And I'm like, yeah, but so did Shawn Michaels in the 90s, and so did Ultimate Warrior and Randy Savage in the 80s, because Randy Savage wanted Hogan's spot. Like, this is not nothing new. This happens every decade. How much hell did Randy Orton cause in the 2000s?
A lot. That man should have been fired way more than times he did.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And somehow, you know, Punk only gets the, you know, the bad publicity, I guess.
All right. Number four, Seth Rollins, with number 97, Roman Reigns. Now, I want to say this too. I made this bracket about 2 years ago, so it could be a little outdated, and I probably should re-rank it, but I'm going off what I have right now. So number four is Seth Rollins, and number 97, Roman Reigns.
As of now, I got to go Roman.
Okay. And Roman Reigns will play Ric Flair in the next round.
Ooh, that's a matchup.
Number five, Tito Santana. First number 96, Diamond Dallas Page.
Yo, Tito was slept on. Tito was slept on. But Diamond Dallas Page, you know, again, as a New Yorker, I got to go with The Rock. I got to go with The Rock, man.
Number six, Bob Backlund. Or number 95, Junkyard Dog.
I'm going JYD.
I'm going to say this get harder and harder. Just letting you know that right now. Number seven, Harley Race. Number 94, Edge.
This might be a surprise. I love Edge, but this is gonna probably surprise a lot of people. But I got to go Harley Race. You know,
okay.
King of the Ring.
All right. And Harley Race will play Diamond Dallas Page in the next round. Number eight, Dory Funk Jr. Rick number 93, Rick Rude.
Rick Rude. Mm-hmm. Controversial, but Rick Rude.
This man came out with his opponent's wife on his trunks.
Yeah, that was exactly.
One of my favorite things of all time right there. Number nine, Scott Steiner. Number 92, Sid Vicious.
Scott Steiner. Sid sucked.
high take right there. Scott Steiner will play Junkyard Dog in the next round. Number 10, The Iron Sheik. With number 91, Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'm sorry, Bubba, but I got to go Shinsuke.
So, no. So, we did this. So, I do these for social media voting as well. And we did this already. And Iron Sheik moved on, but I picked Shinsuke. Because me personally, I'm more a fan. I know people are more a fan of the stories. And
yeah.
I'm more a fan of in-ring wrestling. And Shinsuke Nakamura will wrestle the ring around. God rest his soul, yeah. Iron Sheik. But Shinsuke Nakamura is a beast.
Yeah.
He's a little bit watered down in WWE. I understand that. But if you watch New Japan, Shinsuke, oh, that man was a problem. All right. Number 11, John Cena. Verse number 90, John Moxley.
John Cena, I'm sorry, bro. I know you're a Moxley guy, but I gotta go Cena, man.
Cena will play Rick Rude in the next round. Number 12, Pedro Morales. Or number 89, Jimmy Snuka.
I'm Puerto Rican, bro. I gotta go Pedro Morales. That's the greatest Puerto Rican wrestler ever.
And Pedro will play Shinsuke Nakamura in next round. Number 13, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh.
First number 88, Ron Simmons or Farouk, whatever you want to call him.
Damn. I got to go Stone Cold. Shout out to Ron Simmons, though, man. First African-American world heavyweight champion. So I got love for Ron Simmons, but I got to go Stone Cold.
Ron got a bad seat.
Yeah, for sure.
Number 14, Andre the Giant. Verse number 87, Rob Van Dam.
Oh, man. That's tough. For me, that's tough, man. I'm a fan of like the old, like Andre is like one of like my parents' fave. You know what I mean? Like because they from that era, man. But Rob Van Dam is fire, bro. And I've got to meet Rob Van Dam, and he's just as cool in person. Mm-hmm. I ain't get to meet Andre, so I'm sorry, bro. I gotta go RVD.
So a couple things. One, and sorry for Rob Van Dam, but Rob Van Dam will play Stone Cold Steve Austin in the next round. And another thing, so I live in Portland, Oregon now. However, though, I am born and raised Philadelphia. Born and raised in PA. I literally just moved out here about 6 years ago. So blood is always gonna be Philly.
Yeah,
and my first wrestling match was ECW. my first one was ECW, and good to see Rob Van Dam in person I could see him. That shit, he's amazing. I picked Rob Van Dam because in the ring, Rob Van Dam's more entertaining in the ring to me than Andre to me.
I mean, if the winner was gonna face Stone Cold, they were probably gonna get cooked anyways in the next round.
Well, but, so only Rob Van Dam could have picked Stone Cold, but Andre had to see because remember
how. Oh, got you. Got you.
Mm-hmm. All right, number 15, Scott Hall, or number 86, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Razor
Ramon. Say hello to the bad guy. All right. And Evan says, just a friendly reminder, Andre was trash.
He was, man, but Andre, he was so impactful on the industry, man. So it's like, I can't discredit. Yes, he was trash in the ring, but he was supposed to be. He's an attraction, you know. I mean, he's kind of what Omos is now, but he was better than Omos.
Well, everybody, but I'm not gonna say anything. All right, listen. So
I got love for Omos.
You probably do, but yeah, Omos in the ring is horrible. It's fucking horrible. Anyway, number 16, Jack Briscoe versus number 85, Raven.
Oh, man. The OG's going to hate me, but I got to go Raven, man. I like Raven.
All right. Raven will play Scott Hall in the next round.
Quote the Raven, nevermore.
Number 17, Bret Hart. Which number 84, Owen Hart.
I'm gonna go Bret, man. I love Bret Hart. I love Owen, but I love Bret Hart.
Number 18, the Great Moolah. Which number 83, Sheamus.
I'm gonna go Moolah, man.
All right, so. First things first, the Great Moolah will move on. The Great Moolah will move on. And Evan said, he said, OG just live in nostalgia. Wrestling is better now than it was then, ability-wise.
I'm mad he called me OG. He probably older than me. That's some BS.
No, they said OGs.
Oh.
OGs.
Oh,
no.
I was like, hold on, bro. How about OG? I mean, it was just a different period, bro. Like,
it was.
Like Savage is probably like regular compared to the people now. But at that time, Savage was by far probably the best wrestler. And like right now, like I think Savage would struggle to keep up with Omega or
Kenny O and Will Ospreay and
I mean, because they're just faster. Like,
So you think that Savage would be a jobber?
I don't think he'd be a jobber, but he'd be like a, I don't know, like maybe like a Gable or something like that. I don't know. I mean, Gable's not a jobber, but he's a mid card guy.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Savage, number 19, Macho Man Randy Savage. Versus number 82, Dynamite Kid.
I mean, no disrespect to Savage, but I'm going to go Savage. I didn't mean to disrespect you, Randy, Macho Man.
So you want Savage here?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Number 20, Sabu. versus number 81, Jake the Snake Roberts.
I'm going Jake. Ooh. I'm going Jake, man. I mean, he wasn't a better in-ring competitor, but on the mic and storyline-wise and just ring psychology, Jake was was one of the greatest as far as that.
All right. Well, Jake the Snake Roberts will play Bret Hart in the next round. Number 21, Sting versus number 80, Taz.
Ooh. I mean, Sting wasn't trash in the ring. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Taz is probably way better than him in the ring. Mm-hmm. You know, human suplex machine, but in-ring wise and overall, like longevity, I gotta go Sting.
Yeah, just the Sting last match was fucking fire.
Yeah.
He went out with a bang. I don't remember Taz last match.
I mean, even like Sting in his like, 40s, he was putting out bangers in TNA with mm-hmm. with Joe and AJ and Kurt.
People half his age, yeah.
Yeah. Christian.
Number 22, Triple H. Versus number 79, Kenny Omega.
Oh, I'm about to get cooked for my answer, regardless who I pick. If I have to go off bias, I'm going to go Triple H. I know Kenny's the better wrestler. However, I'm biased. I'm about to go Triple H, bro.
All right. So Triple H moves on, but I went Kenny Omega. Because Kenny Omega is by far, to me, and people hate when I say this, but over the last decade, maybe decade plus, Kenny Omega is the best wrestler of the last decade. That is.
I think he's the best wrestler. Yeah. I think he's a way better wrestler than Triple H. The ring IQ and just being smarter than, I don't think he's smarter than Triple H, like as far as wrestling.
Triple H doesn't have a very good IQ, especially what he's doing now in WWE. I love it. I fucking love it. Especially how he spent, because I'm pretty sure he's the reason why how he spent that Cody Rock thing. Yeah. Which is fucking amazing. Any ring wrestler, there's no way in hell Triple H is better than Kenny Omega.
No, he's not. I agree, he's not. However, I'm going overall. Like he's really the cerebral assassin. Like he's mentally, bro. He's like above mm-hmm. so many people.
I do understand, but I also before because last one to say about Kenny O damn near had a 5-star match with a little Asian girl in New Japan. In New Japan, the match was fire. Like. I think Kenny O can work with damn near anybody, mm-hmm. which is fantastic for him. However, I'm not mad at the Triple H pick because that's a hard matchup for Kenny O. Yeah. Period. Especially if you don't watch New Japan nor AEW, which is what it is. Number 23, Shawn Michaels. Or number 78, Chris Benoit.
Shawn, bro. I'm one of those people, bro. I can't give Chris Benoit no flowers. I'm sorry.
I understand. Listen, I'm not mad at you at all. Number 24, Big Boss Man. Or number 77, Yokozuna.
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm gonna go Boss Man. Only because Odyssey Jones does the Boss Man Slam, and that's one of my best friends. So,
all right. Number 25, Rick Steiner. Versus number 76, Jeff Hardy.
Jeff.
And Jeff Hardy will play the Great Muta in the next round, which that would actually be a fire match if. Young Jeff Hardy, young sober Jeff Hardy will be getting that.
Yeah.
Number 26, Terry Funk. Or number 75, Pat Patterson.
Terry Funk.
Legend of hardcore. You can't not go wrong with mm-hmm. that. This man put his body on the line a lot. So.
Mm-hmm.
Number 27, Bob Orton. Or number 74, X-Pac. or 1-2-3 Kid, or you know what you want to call
him. I'm going X-Pac, bro. one of the best theme songs to me. Like he had the DX remix with him, bro. I love that song, bro. I play that song like randomly because that song just goes so hard.
X-Pac will play Randy Savage in the next round. X-Pac. Damn, I said X-Pac. X-Pac will play Randy Savage in the next round. Number 28, Vader. Or number 73, JBL, John Bradshaw Layfield.
I'm going to go with Vader. I know his WWF run was trash, but when he was in WCW wrestling Sting, he was putting on bangers.
Mm-hmm. I'm still on record saying to this day Vader's best match was on Boy Meets World. Number 29, The Undertaker. Versus number 72, Eddie Guerrero.
Why, man? Eddie deserves to go far on his list, man.
Yeah, he does.
But I got to go Taker. Like, I have to, bro. But Eddie deserves to go further than this, bro. Like, damn.
That is the hardest one in the first one of the hardest ones in the first round. When I saw that shit, when I made it, like, oh, that's going to piss people off. That's going to piss people off.
Eddie deserves to go further than X-Pac.
Yeah. All right. Number 30, AJ Styles. Or number 71, Rey Mysterio.
Back to back? What? Hey, the listen, blasphemy.
Listen. I told you this would be harder and harder.
I got to go Rey, man.
All right. Rey Mysterio will play Sting in the next round.
Jesus Christ.
Number 31, The Sandman. Versus number 70, Lex Luger.
I'm not really a fan of either. Though Sandman had one of the funniest swanton bombs ever, because they like he was just falling.
He did just fall.
But Luger was trash to me.
Is it?
Off accolades, I'm gonna go Luger.
All right. And Lex Luger will play Triple H in the next round.
Yeah, he's gone.
Number 32, Bubba Ray Dudley. Or number 69, Gorgeous George.
I'm going to go Bubba. Bully Ray was that Bully guy.
Ray. I like Bubba Ray more outside of WWE than in WWE for some reason. He was amazing. Mm-hmm. Number 33, Chris Jericho. Or number 68, Mick Foley.
Oh.
Mankind. Or Dude Love. Or Cactus Jack.
This is gonna hurt. Mm-hmm. I've been biased to all my New Yorkers this entire time. Mm-hmm. And I love Mick Foley, but I have to go Chris Jericho. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Judas, and I'm not a big rock fan, but Judas is still one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh yeah, that song slaps.
It really does. Number 34, Jerry the King Lawler. Versus number 67, The Miz.
Jerry Lawler.
All right.
I got love for The Miz, but damn, but Jerry's
a legend.
Yeah.
If people don't know, if people think that Jerry is just a commentator, No. Check out his Memphis shit. His Memphis shit is a problem. And we got Yo to let me talk to you.
Oh, that's that boy, John.
Yeah. All right. Number 35, Brock Lesnar. Versus number 66, The Ultimate Warrior.
Man, you see what's going on, bro. I'm going Brock.
Okay. I'm I'm kind of upset that we didn't get the Brock versus Gunther match, because I would have loved that one.
For real, that would have been a banger.
I love that one. Number 36, Dusty Rhodes, baby. Versus number 65, Samoa Joe.
Dusty, man. Dusty. Oh, God.
Number 37, Randy Orton. Or versus number 64, Brian Pillman.
Orton.
Her, though, I mean, rest in peace to Brian Pillman, because if he had died as fast as he did, he would have been a star.
Yeah.
He would have been a star.
0-2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 0-2. Oh, my God. 0-2, yes. Number 38, Buddy Rogers. Or number 63, Dustin Rhodes. Or Goldust.
I got to go Goldust. I'm not gonna lie, I've never seen a single Buddy Rogers match. I feel like that's just so old that they don't even have footage for that.
I'm not mad at you.
That's like Wilt's 100 point game.
only 8 people saw it in Hershey, but yeah, 1,000 people know about it. Dustin Rhodes will play Shawn Michaels in the next round. Number 39, Rocky Johnson. Versus number 62, Christian Cage.
Christian Cage. Shout out to Soul Man, though. Mm-hmm.
Christian Cage will play the Big Boss Man in the next round. Number 40, Honky Tonk Man. Versus number 61, Alberto Del Rio.
Honky Tonk Man.
can't get over Alberto, huh?
Nah, man.
I understand. Well, just understand. However, the one that said that Honky Tonk Man is fucking boring to me. I watched several matches, man.
I didn't like either one of those, to be honest. I didn't like either one of them. I'm mad that Honky Tonk Man is making it further than Eddie Guerrero right now.
Number 41, Kofi Kingston. Versus number 60, Jeff Jarrett.
Kofi.
I'm going on record. I keep saying this. Kofi Kingston should lead WWE. And I'm not saying that because he's bad. He's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. I want to say that right now. Howard, though, the disrespect to Kofi is disrespectful. they disrespect the shit out of that man, and I feel like he should leave. I'm just saying it right now.
Dolph?
Yeah, it looks like Dolph. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Number 42, The Rock. Versus number 59, Ted DiBiase.
The Rock.
All right. The Rock moves on. Number 43, Roddy Piper. Versus number 58, Kevin Owens or Kevin Sneed.
My mama's going to hate me if I don't pick Roddy Piper. But I love KO, bro. KO is like one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Let me text her and say, forgive me. I'm going KO.
And KO will play Terry Funk in the next round. Number 44, Big Show. Or number 57, Curt Hennig. Mr. Perfect.
I'm gonna go show. Oh, that hurt. But I'm gonna go show.
Number 45, Kurt Angle. Birth number 56, Booker T.
No disrespect to Booker T, but I gotta go Kurt Angle. I gotta go Perk Angle.
Perk Angle. All right, Kurt moves on. Number 46. Kevin Nash, or number 55, Kane.
You know, I saw that you're a Nash guy.
I'm a fan of both of them. I just think that Nat Nash is a better wrestler.
But I gotta go Kane.
For Impact, you have to go Kane here. But as overall in-ring wrestler, I think Kevin Nash is a better wrestler, just by hair. But Kane will play Bader in the next round. Number 47, Goldberg. Versus number 54, William Regal.
I'm going to go Regal just to avoid a lot of backlash because I love Goldberg. I have the WCW like 1999 belt with Goldberg's like nameplate on it.
Nice.
Because I love Goldberg.
But you went William though.
But I'm going Regal because I'm trying to avoid the backlash that would come.
All right, well, William Regal will play the Undertaker in the next round. Number 48, Devon Dudley. Or number 53, Drew McIntyre.
Drew
McIntyre will play Bubba Ray Dudley in the next round.
Oh, damn.
Number 49, Ricky Steamboat. Versus number 52. Sergeant Slaughter.
Ricky. Mm-hmm. Ricky!
I was watching Boys in the Hood. My stepson's name, Ricky. I watched him Boys in the Hood, and he saw that part. It's like, oh. He would be a little bit scared. All right, last but not least in this round. Now, again, I want to make sure this is clear that people that's listening live and watch and going to be watching or listening on podcasts, this bracket is 2 years old. So some of the newer names now here, I'm sorry. Some of the older names now here, I'm sorry. And I know that some of the New Japan people should be on here as well, and I'm sorry. But this is the rank what rank gave me at the time. So number 50, Bobby Lashley. Or number 51, Cody Rhodes.
Oh. Huh. Hey, how many brothers we got left on this bracket?
Well, this is the last one I can't see.
Well, we got Kofi, half of The Rock.
Half of The Rock. Mm-hmm. That might be it. Hold on. We have Rock, Kofi.
And that's it.
Rock, Kofi, Junkyard Dog.
Oh, JYD, yeah.
If you want to count Roman, you can count Roman. If you want to count Rikishi, you can count Rikishi. Cody or Bobby?
I'm going to go Cody Luther King, man.
Is that Cody?
Cody Luther King.
All right. So Cody Rhodes. So here's how this goes. Cody Rhodes will play Chris Jericho in the next round. Which means that Ricky Steamboat will play Jerry Lawler. Kurt Angle will play Brock Lesnar.
Ooh.
Big Show will play Dusty Rhodes.
Okay, that's a good one too.
The Rock will play Randy Orton.
Oh, damn.
And Kofi Kingston will play the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, Kofi got a bye.
All right, ready for round two?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Hulk Hogan or Ken Shamrock?
Hogan. He's gonna meet his maker. Don't worry, it's taking a while.
All right, Bruno Sammartino or Rikishi?
Bruno.
Ric Flair or Roman Reigns?
Damn. Flair.
Harley Race or Diamond Dallas Page?
DDP.
And DDP will play Hulk Hogan in the next round.
Oh, that's it. That's the time. That's Hulk Hogan's time. He's gone.
Scott Steiner or Junkyard Dog?
Junkyard Dog.
And Junkyard Dog will play Bruno Sammartino in the next round. John Cena or Rick Rude?
Cena.
All right. Pedro Morales or Shinsuke Nakamura?
Oh. I'm going to be biased. I'm going to go with Pedro, man.
All right. I mean, he ranked 12, so there's not that much of bias.
No, I got you, man. But people don't know, though. That's why. He's literally the first triple crown in WWF history. He was that guy.
All right. Well, he's in third round, at least in third round. Stone Cold Steve Austin or Rob Van Dam?
Stone Cold.
Scott Hall or Raven?
Razor.
Razor Ramon. Bret Hart or Jake Roberts?
Oh, Bret. Damn.
Oh, sorry, Jay. Did I forget the cities get harder and harder? Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
The Great Moolah or Jeff Hardy?
Bias again, man. I'm going Jeff.
And Jeff Hardy will play Ric Flair in the next round. Randy Savage or X-Pac?
Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah. Sting or Rey Mysterio?
Oh, shit.
Did I forget to say it get harder and harder? Sorry about that.
Damn. I'm about to flip a coin, bro. I can't. You, a better fight you pick, bro. I can't.
Oh, you can give me a hard one. Huh? Damn it.
I mean, we can flip a coin on it, bro, but damn.
No, I love Sting. His last match was fire, but I have to go Rey Mysterio there.
All right, I'm going for that.
And Rey Mysterio will play John Cena in the next round.
Damn.
Triple H or Lex Luger?
Triple H.
Easy. Shawn Michaels or Dustin Rhodes?
Shawn.
Big Boss Man or Christian Cage?
Christian Cage.
Christian Cage is my favorite heel right now.
He's absolutely.
Man, AEW said, listen, I'll give you a mic. You said, what the fuck you want?
Oh, Big Boss Man don't got a son out there.
Pedro Morales will play Christian Cage in the next round. Terry Funk or Kevin Owens?
Oh, Kevin Owens.
I would love to see that match, though.
Absolutely love to see that match.
Power though, KO will play Steve Austin in the next round.
Oh, nice. Out of the stunners.
Vader or Kane?
Kane.
And Kane will play Scott Hall in the next round. The Undertaker or William Regal?
Taker.
Bubba Ray Dudley or Drew McIntyre?
Oh. Drew.
All right. And Drew will play Bret Hart in the next round. Chris Jericho or Cody Rhodes?
Jericho.
All right, and Chris Jericho moves on, but my friend Harvey is coming at my friend Evan that says there's no current wrestling without nostalgia that somebody hits.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do want to say this, something that Harvey knows I'm going to say. There's no disrespect to anything that came first. No disrespect. I respect the things that came first. And this is not me backing up Evan. This is just me saying real shit. I respect the things that came first, but just because you're first doesn't mean you're better. I want to make sure that right now, just because you did something first does not mean that you're better. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Jerry Lawler or Ricky Steamboat?
Oh, Ricky.
All right. And Ricky Steamboat will play Randy Savage in the next round.
Oh, a classic. Another classic.
Brock Lesnar or Kurt Angle?
Oh, man, I got to go Kurt.
Okay. Sexy Kurt.
Kurt got some bangers, bro.
Yeah. Kurt was amazing. I mean, Kurt was overall, like, even in the ring and on the mic, he's fucking great. However, though, Kurt Angle will play Triple H in the next round. Dusty Rhodes or Big Show?
Show.
Okay. And Big Show will play Shawn Michaels in the next round. Randy Orton or The Rock?
Oh, I'm getting whooped right now.
I've got to say, get harder and harder. I'm sorry.
Only because of longevity, and I think he's had better matches. I'm going Orton.
Okay.
That's the only reason why. Yes, The Rock did a lot in a small amount of time. However, if you look at, because I watched the Attitude Era back, and if you look at the people, The Rock. No. Can I defend this right here?
Go ahead. Show. He said. Harvey says show over Rose is ridiculous, bro. All right, go ahead.
So the reason why is I think Big Show is very underrated and has had a lot of great matches. If you look at the feuds he's had with Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, even the ones with The Rock, like The Rock, like him and The Rock, like having their, even though The Rock was killing him on the mic. But like they were entertaining. Shows had a lot of great matches that people forget about. You know, him being the big man. Yes, I know Dusty had a lot of bangers and all that stuff, and was, you know, prominent in the NXT stuff. I think Show just, as you said, it's a bigger stage now, and I think Show did. And anything they put Show in, he did a good job in. Like, they put him in a tag team with Jericho, and that was entertaining. They put him in a tag team with Miz, and that worked. They put him in a tag team with Kane, Undertaker. Like, look at these random people he's been in tag teams with, and he's always made it work.
All right, keep going. Last but not least, in this round, we have the Honky Tonk Man, or Kofi Kingston.
Kofi's going to go.
All right, and Kofi Kingston will play the Undertaker next round, which means that Randy Orton will play Chris Jericho in the next round. All right, so we're on round three. Your highest seeded wrestler will automatically get a bye into the quarterfinals. All right. Hulk Hogan or Diamond Dallas Page?
Yo, get Hogan out of here. Okay. Get him out of here. Even though I know he didn't have a better Paige didn't have a better career than him, but this I could justify this one a little bit.
All right, so down
being biased.
All right, Bruno Sammartino or Junkyard Dog?
Bruno.
And Bruno Sammartino will be your bye into the quarterfinals. Ric Flair or Jeff Hardy?
Flair.
And Flair will play Diamond Dallas Page in the next round. John Cena or Rey Mysterio? Definitely this says get harder and harder. I'm sorry about that.
Cena's about Rushmore. I gotta go Cena.
All right. Pedro Morales or Christian Cage?
Pedro Morales.
Steve Austin or Kevin Owens?
Oh, this is tricky because I love KO so much, but I gotta go. Like, that's the only reason why it's difficult for me, but I gotta go Stone Cold.
All right. Scott Hall or Kane?
You know what? He is.
Harvey says Cena is Mount Rushmore, LOL. And then you said he is. So make sure everybody that's listening that knows who he is.
Box office-wise, Cena is definitely at Mount Rushmore, which, I mean, you could say the same for Hogan, but Hogan is also a POS. So,
Scott Hall or King?
Okay, yeah, with this, I'm going to say if Scott Hall's demons did not cut his career short, he would have been way higher seeding and would have had a lot more accolades. But a lot of those things, like his demons, of kind of cut a lot of his things short. I'm sure he would have had a world title run if it wasn't for his, you know, the alcoholism. Mm-hmm. So for that, I gotta go Kane, but not to take away anything with Scott Hall. It's just that, you know, a lot of it was cut short because of his demons.
Well, Kane will play John Cena in the next round. Bret Hart or Drew McIntyre?
Bret Hart.
Randy Savage or Ricky Steamboat?
Randy Savage.
Triple H or Kurt Angle?
I mean, I feel like I can't go wrong either. I'm gonna go Kurt.
All right, and Kurt Angle will play Pedro Morales in the next round. Shawn Michaels or the Big Show?
Shawn Michaels.
The Undertaker or Kofi Kingston?
Taker.
And Harvey says Triple H is the most overrated wrestler ever.
I mean, you see, he got the curtain. He's gone.
Chris Jericho and Randy Orton. This is your last matchup in round three. Also, do you want to know who is playing, who they will be playing in the next round? If that will help.
Yeah, who are they playing in the next round?
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Don't know if that really helped or not. Just want to say it out loud.
I'm going to go Orion.
All right. And Randy Orton will play Stone Cold Steve Austin in the next round, which means that The Undertaker will play Bret Hart. Mm. And Shawn Michaels will play Macho Man Randy Savage.
Mm. That's a dream match.
It really is. It really fucking is. All right. So Bruno Sammartino had a bye into the quarterfinals. The lower part of this bracket will get a bye into your final four. And I will get to that. We get to it. All right. So we got Ric Flair or Diamond Dallas Page?
Flair.
John Cena or Kane?
Cena.
Pedro Morales or Kurt Angle?
I'm sorry, Pedro. I can only get you so far. I got to go Kurt.
And Kurt Angle will play Bruno Sammartino in the next round. Steve Austin or Randy Orton? Oh, what the hell? Don't do that. Thank you, buddy.
Who would he play in the next round?
So Steve Austin or Randy Orton?
I got you. I got you.
Stone Cold or Randy Orton? Sorry, I said that mistaken.
Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bret Hart or The Undertaker?
Oh, this is like... Taker.
And The Undertaker will play Ric Flair in the next round. And last but not least, whoever wins this matchup will play John Cena, which means that Stone Cold Steve Austin is automatically in your Final Four. Is it Randy Savage or Shawn Michaels?
No. No. Oh, man. Shawn.
Which means that Shawn Michaels will play John Cena.
All right. That's when it's out of here.
All right. So in the quarterfinals, Stone Cold Steve Austin will all make be in the Final Four. Bruno Sammartino or Kurt Angle?
Kurt.
Ric Flair or The Undertaker?
Damn. Wow. Can I pass this one off to you, bro?
You can. You can. And I'm glad you did. To make Harvey mad, I'm going to The Undertaker. All right. John Cena or Shawn Michaels?
Shawn.
All right, which means that Shawn Michaels will play The Undertaker. And Stone Cold Steve Austin will play Kurt Angle. So your Final Four is Kurt Angle, Steve Austin, The Undertaker, and Shawn Michaels. Now, normally, they run this time. I would compare my Final Four with your Final Four, but I had to delete my bracket for safe room. So I can't do it. However, though, what's going to happen is the winners of these two matchups will play in the finals. The loser will go to the third place game. And Harvey said, "You don't even believe that, Dre." Actually, I do. I do actually believe that. So first of all, again, I think that Undertaker had better matches. Four straight WrestleMania matches, straight fire, and with two other people, two with Shawn and two with Triple H, straight fucking bangers.
Five because the one was CM Punk too.
Most of them, yeah, CM Punk as well. Straight goddamn bangers, and not that cool. A lot of shit with Hell in a Cell matches, casket matches.
The Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, straight fucking banger matches. So, yes, I actually do believe Undertaker is a better overall in wrestling than Ric Flair. Yeah, I say it again. All right. So, like I said, winners go to the finals, losers go to the third place game. Got Stone Cold or Kurt Angle?
Damn, man. Because I want to use the same argument that I use with Orton and Rock, with longevity wise. And Kurt was putting up some bangers in TNA. Oh, and he was putting up some bangers in WWF. Into WWE.
Why you say that? Said Taker doesn't agree with you. SCSA doesn't agree with you. They know better. They probably don't. But he asked me, and I picked it. I'm not changing it at all.
I'm not mad at it either. I mean, that's kind of what I wanted to say. But I'm like, damn, but Flair is, you know, he's the renowned, you know, like when they ask who's the greatest, they always all say Flair.
And then all he always knows, and I'm and people act, and Harvey act like losing to Undertaker is a bad thing. He didn't lose to Big Boss Man or or Ken Shamrock. I mean, Undertaker's Undertaker.
Yeah, I know Hogan is living there. He lost to Diamond Dallas Page. Only because he's the one Cena. He's a Mount Rushmore, man. I gotta go Stone Cold.
All right.
Oh, that hurt.
So Steve Austin will go to the finals. Kurt Angle will go to the third place game. You have Shawn Michaels or The Undertaker?
I thought the other one was hard. This one's harder. I thought Kurt Angle and Stone Cold was hard. Then you said this one. I was like, that one wasn't even that hard. This one is hard, man. Sean.
All right. So let's do the third place game first.
All right, buddy. Take Kurt Angle.
All right, buddy. You just went through 104 wrestlers. Yo. I need to know what's out of this bracket, who's the third best wrestler? Is it number 29, The Undertaker, or number 45, Kurt Angle?
Damn, Undertaker was 29?
29.
And what was Kurt?
45.
Wow. I'm going to go Taker.
All right, Taker's number three, Angle's number four, but it's not about third, it's not about the best. Again, Brandon, you just went through 104 wrestlers. I need you to tell me who is the best wrestler out of this bracket. Is it number 13, Stone Cold Steve Austin, or number 23, Shawn Michaels?
Shawn.
So Shawn's number one.
Stone Cold's
number two. Number three is The Undertaker. Number four is Kurt Angle. How do you feel about that?
I can live with it.
All right.
I can sleep well at night with that four.
My man Nino said that Steve Austin is the best wrestler. I mean, he didn't pick him, but again, second, we just did 104. Second's not bad. All right, Brandon. Thanks for coming on. If you could give me another shameless plug about what you're doing right now, that'd be great.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me on here, man. This was a lot tougher than when I was watching it. Mm-hmm. Man, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you. I want people to subscribe to YouTube and, you know, like and all that stuff, and hope they had fun watching me suffer. yeah, man, you guys can catch me on Instagram. They call me Pun, or the podcast, WTRG Pod. It's Wrestling and Rap Game. We talk about rap. We talk about wrestling. Talk about a bunch of. We talk about fun stuff too. Like I have an episode with Odyssey Jones where we're talking about 2K. You know what I'm saying? Like we talk about Mania. Like we talk about a bunch of stuff, man. But it's just to show the correlation of how wrestling and rap is way more connected than when we think. You know, we talk about Ric Flair. You know, he has the whole song Ric Flair Drip. You know, Rolex wearing, you know, limousine riding, jet flying.
Son of a gun.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, the girls, like, this is all hip hop. I mean, you seen the Rock and the White Clef video.
It doesn't matter. That was horrible. Shit was.
Oh, man. Like, we had the WWF Aggression album, you know, where Method Man was doing the Rock's theme song, Run DMC. Appreciate you, man. Run DMC did a DX theme song. Like, man, wrestling and rap was way more connected than we think. So, you know, I hope you guys tune in. I hope you guys enjoy the episodes. For those who do tune in, yeah, man, it's only the beginning too, man. There's gonna be only nothing but growth.
All right. Well, listen, Brandon, I do want to thank you for coming on. Anytime you want to do another bracket, any other one of the brackets, just let me know. You can definitely, I'm never going to say no to you doing another bracket. We have a countless amount of more. a bracket. And that goes for anybody that's watching live or listening, whenever you listen. If you ever want to come on and do a bracket, I will never say no. We just got to set up a time to do so, and I'll be okay with that. However, though, you got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make. with that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.
Later, y'all.